Nathan Zgur here at First Energy Stadium, where the Browns fall to 0-5 on the season, losing 33-13 to the New England Patriots. The biggest story coming out of the game from a Browns perspective, obviously the injury to Cody Kessler. He led the team on a scoring drive early, finding Andrew Hawkins for a touchdown, but was knocked out of the game with a rib or chest injury and was not able to return. Charlie Whitehurst took over for him in this one, and he himself got banged up late in the game, but was able to go back in and finish it out. For the Browns, the Patriots were just frankly too much. You talk about Tom Brady. Would he be rusty? Well, he threw for over 400 yards in this one, three touchdowns on the day. The Browns have struggled with tight ends all year. My keys before the game: stop the tight end duo, or at least contain the tight end duo of Martellus Bennett and Rob Gronkowski. Well, those two combined for 176 yards receiving, and all three touchdowns on the day were caught by Martellus Bennett. Gronk over 100, Bennett with 60-plus, and the three scores. So they were just too good. Defensively, they seemed to have an answer for the Browns by stopping the ground game. Cleveland held to just 27 yards rushing on the day, the lowest output of the season for the team that came into this game number one in the NFL, averaging about 150 yards rushing per game. So the keys were to run the football. The Browns could not do that. The keys were to get Tom Brady off of his spot. The Browns could not do that. And the keys was to stop the tight ends. They could not do that. And that's why you get a game that wasn't as close as the score would indicate, even though the score didn't indicate that it was very close. 33-13 here, the Browns fall. The big story this week will be to find out if Cody Kessler is available, as at the end of this game, after Whitehurst got banged up, Terrell Pryor had to play quarterback for the Browns. The other quarterback on the roster, Kevin Hogan, currently on the practice squad. So hopefully Cody will be able to go and Whitehurst is okay, but the injuries continue to mount at that position for the Browns. They'll have to get back to work this week, travel to Tennessee to face a Titans team they have beaten in each of the last two seasons, and hopefully they can make it three in a row. That's it from First Energy Stadium. For the latest on your Browns, keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.